The Apostles and the Torah. Reconstructing the First Century Church. Part 8. The Restoration of the Apostolic Vision. 1. Recovering the Hebraic Framework. The rediscovery of the Jewishness of Yeshua and the Apostles represents one of the most significant theological shifts of the past century. Scholarly movements such as the New Perspective on Paul, Sanders, Dunn, Wright, and the Paul Within Judaism School, Nanos, Zetterholm, Eisenbaum, have dismantled long-standing caricatures of Torah as legalistic bondage. Paul emerges as a faithful Jew articulating inclusion of Gentiles without dismantling the covenantal structure of Israel. 1. This recovery reframes the New Testament not as a rupture from the Tanakh but as its climactic fulfillment. Yeshua's mission unfolds entirely within the parameters of prophetic expectation. Israel's restoration and the nation's participation in covenant blessing. Isaiah chapter 2. 3. Micah chapter 4. 2. For out of Zion shall go forth the Torah. Quote. 2. The Hebraic concept of halakha restored. In Jewish thought, halakha, walking, denotes practical application of Torah to daily life. Disputes among first century sects, Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and the followers of the way, concerned not whether to keep Torah, but how. Yeshua's teachings operate squarely within this discourse. His Sermon on the Mount provides halakhic rulings on anger, oaths, divorce, and charity. He intensifies Torah's ethical demands, deepening obedience from action to intention. The apostolic writings continue this pattern. James, brother of Yeshua, exhorts believers to be doers of the word. James chapter 1, 22, and defines the perfect law of liberty as Torah rightly interpreted. 2. Peter urges holiness in all your conduct. 1 Pet 1, 15, echoing Leviticus chapter 19. 2. Paul's letters, far from dismissing Torah, adapt it for mixed communities, negotiating ritual purity and table fellowship without discarding its moral imperatives. Restoration, therefore, begins by recognizing apostolic halakha as a legitimate Jewish expression of covenant faithfulness. 3. The prophetic promise of renewed Torah. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel envision eschatological renewal not through abolition of Torah but through its universal internalization. Isaiah chapter 2, 3 declares, "Many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, for out of Zion shall go forth the Torah." Ezekiel chapter 36, 27 promises the Spirit will cause you to walk in my statutes. Jeremiah 31, 33 defines the new covenant as Torah written on the heart. The apostles understood themselves as participants in this prophetic process. The inclusion of Gentiles signaled expansion of covenant scope, not contraction of its content. Acts 3, 21 summarizes Yeshua's mission as the restoration of all things spoken by the prophets. Restoration, in biblical idiom, means the re-establishment of divine order through repentance and obedience. 4. Historical precedent for restoration. The Hebrew Bible itself records cycles of apostasy and renewal. The reforms of Hezekiah. 2 Chr 29-31. Josiah. 2 Kings chapters 22-23. And Ezra. Nehemiah 8. Each revival involved rediscovery of Torah and reinstitution of its precepts. The post-Constantinian church stands in analogous need. The path to renewal is not innovation but return. Teshuva. Throughout history, minority movements have anticipated this impulse. The Anabaptists' emphasis on obedience, the Puritans' Sabbatarianism, and modern Messianic Judaism's reclamation of Jewish praxis. While imperfect, each reflects yearning for a faith consistent with apostolic precedent. 5. Theological implications of restoration. Restoration theology redefines grace as empowerment rather than exemption. Salvation is covenant membership. Obedience is its fruit. The Spirit enables believers to walk in righteousness as defined by Torah's moral parameters. This framework dissolves the false antithesis between law and gospel, revealing instead a single redemptive narrative. The God who saves is the same God who commands. Moreover, restoration bridges ecclesial divides. When Gentile believers honor the Torah that Yeshua and the apostles cherished, Jewish identity is dignified rather than erased. Paul's vision of one new man, Eph 2:15, emerges not from uniformity but from reconciled diversity within covenant order. 6. Modern scholarship and the way forward. Recent academic work underscores this continuity. Paula Fredrickson's When Christians Were Jews portrays the earliest believers as Torah observant within the matrix of Jerusalem temple life. Mark Nanos's studies of Paul within Judaism show that his mission presupposed Gentile attachment to Israel's God, not detachment from Israel's Torah. 3. Tim Hegg's exegetical analyses demonstrate that apostolic writings, read through Hebraic idiom, affirm Torah as divine pedagogy for all believers. These findings invite a paradigm shift. To read the New Testament as Jewish literature addressing Jewish and Gentile disciples united in the worship of Israel's God. The restoration of this context restores coherence to scripture and integrity to faith practice. 7. The ethical fruit of Torah restoration. Restoration is not antiquarian nostalgia but ethical renewal. Torah defines justice, compassion, and holiness. Values universally affirmed yet often abstracted from their scriptural source. Sabbath rest resists consumerist exhaustion. Dietary discipline cultivates mindfulness. The festivals rehearse redemption. These practices form a rhythm of sanctified life centered on gratitude and covenant fidelity. In an age of moral relativism, the Torah offers a stable moral grammar. Its observance in Messiah reorients ethics around love enacted through obedience. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. 1 John 5:2-8. Toward an apostolic future. Restoration of Torah observance need not imply Judaic nationalism or ritual legalism. Rather, it invites believers of all nations to participate in Israel's covenant without erasing cultural distinctives. The eschatological vision of Revelation chapters 21-22 depicts nations bringing their glory into the New Jerusalem, where God's law illuminates the city. The Tree of Life, emblematic of Torah wisdom, yields healing for the nations. The restoration of the apostolic vision is thus eschatological and ethical. A foretaste of the kingdom wherein the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth. Quote. Endnotes. Part 8. E. P. Sanders, Paul and Palestinian Judaism. Fortress, 1977. 236-242. Mark Nanos, Reading Paul Within Judaism. Cascade, 2017, 55-59. Tim Hegg, James. A Commentary for Torah Respecting Disciples, Torah Resource, 2011, 31-36. Paula Fredrickson, When Christians Were Jews, Yale University Press, 2018, 87-90.